Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1 hour to go. I think DeRussia is still on vacation. Is that correct? I think this was a trip to New York and Boston. Is it another day with Blois in the afternoon?
I believe
Blois maybe coming in 3 to 6. What do we got coming up after our dog and pony show?
Blois is probably out on the links today. It's Mike Max today, and then I believe we get a couple days of Henry Lake Thursday, Friday.
The Lake Show. Because I'm out the next couple days on a research and development project. Heinze in tomorrow. Rena Sargentopoulos is with us at the bottom of the hour. She's with us every Wednesday, normally at 12:35, but some personal matters with us at 2:35. Rena filling in on a Friday. News broke at some point yesterday that Famous Dave sold for $200 million. That is a that's a nice number, Dave Harrigan. $200
million.
I mentioned this before. I'll say it again. I thought when Famous Dave started, I thought it was really good. I think it, they don't care what I think, but I get paid to give my opinion. I thought the quality really dropped. I've had a couple friends in the last couple of years to say, hey, meet me there, and I'm just going along in this case. I think we're an underrated barbecue town. I think there's plenty of good barbecue. And plenty better than Famous Dave's. I just got to be honest. Where do you stand on the quality at Famous Dave's?
I like me some Famous Dave's. You can find better in the Twin Cities or around the state. I'll absolutely agree with you there. But I think Famous Dave's does a very nice job. There was a period, I don't know, probably about a decade ago when they, you know, the ownership changed hands and they decided to go classy Famous Dave's. They brought out the white plates and quality
they
napkins.
They switched back and forth a bunch, haven't they?
That was an awful move. And I think they quickly learned that that was not the way to go for their clientele and switch back to the old, you know, classic barbecue, throw things in a basket kind of thing. But I like me some Famous Dave's ribs. I have no problem with that.
Okay. So I don't think I've heard this story before. It's the Dave Day Capper? Is that what it is?
The Dave Day Caper, we call it.
Caper, okay.
Famous Dave's.
What happened here?
Used to run a promotion every year, right around this time of year, called Dave Day, where if you showed up, you could get a, you know, an entree, let's say $15 or something for free. And if Dave was your middle name, you got it for half off. Mm-hmm. So I took advantage of that for a few years, would grab a nice, you know, four rib dinner or something like that and get my free meal. I said, that's a great deal.
Once again, we're all nodding along. Cheap Dave Harrigan stepping forward again.
Well, it's about to get a lot worse. I've got a good friend from high school who's also named Dave. And
sure.
I saw this was coming up again in 2011. And I gave him a call and I said, Dave, here's the plan. This is not only good for dining in, it's also good for takeout.
Okay.
Chad,
okay.
We started with an early lunch at the Famous Dave's, which is no longer there, probably our fault, in Stillwater.
Yeah.
We, over the next few hours, hit every
single, driving around?
Every Famous Dave's in the metro area.
Oh,
every
geez.
Single one. This was before Google Maps, so I had everything, you know, map quested, mapped out. We had sheets for everyone. We would call as we were departing the previous one to place the order for the next, threw all the food in my trunk and had a nice big old feast at my house with a lot of leftovers for us and a bunch of buddies.
How many people came over?
Oh, we probably had about 10 or 12. And we fed them all. I wish I could remember the math we did. It was probably between $300 and $400 of free food.
God, you are a legendary cheapskate, man.
Hey.
I mean, we had to fill up the tank seven times, but it worked out well.
It worked
on the
out.
Food.
And you know what? At the when we at least stopped for lunch, we dined in there so we could, you know, get that fuel we needed for this epic trip. We tipped very well because we knew it was about to happen.
Yeah, I don't. I'm worried your version of tipping well. You know, what did you get? A glass of water at each one of the places eating inside?
Well, we only ate inside at the one. The rest were takeout. I mean, come on. We're not going to pay for beverages and tip at every single one. That's ridiculous.
Oh, jeez.
Still one
they
of my fondest
They would have sold for $250 million without your shenanigans.
That's exactly right. We took out a few franchises, but, yeah, that's the price you pay. They never did it after that, by the way. I don't know if they realized people were scamming the system.
You brought them down.
Yeah. I think we did.
You took the joy away from all the other Daves. I hope you're happy.
Well, believe me, I'm not happy because I would have done it again the following year if given the opportunity, but they didn't.
Okay, so what are the other – what are your go-to chain restaurants? I'll admit – I am a food snob. I fully admit that I am becoming more snobby with my food taste, okay? But that doesn't mean I still don't like some of the chains. You know what I'm into lately? Jersey Mike's.
Oh, they make a good Sammy.
I think right now they're my leader in the clubhouse on the sub sandwich situation. Close behind, though, for me, Potbelly. I like, you know what I like? I like my buns grilled, you know? Grill up my buns. Put that on our T-shirt. Like my buns grilled. Potbelly. What do you think of those two?
I haven't had Potbelly in years. I do remember enjoying it, but I think it's not even close. If you're talking about all the sandwich places, your Jimmy John's, Subway, Jersey Mike's is head and shoulders above.
I think it's Jersey Mike's, it's Potbelly, and the rest of them way, way back. I know a lot of people like Jimmy John's.
I'm with you. I put Jimmy John's at the bottom of the list. Herbert and
Gerberts. I'm with you, too.
We still got Herbert and Gerberts around. They made a good sandwich back in the day.
Yeah, do we have a lot of Herberts and Gerberts? Okay. Give me some of the chains you like.
First ones that come to mind. I mean, how can you go wrong with Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster?
Kathleen, my ex and still my great friend, loved Red Lobster. Absolutely, and still loves Red Lobster. I would shake my head. I'd be like, you know, do we have to go to Red Lobster this much? You know who would go with her frequently to Red Lobster? My father. Those two, extraordinarily close. I go, yeah, you guys go to Red Lobster. I'm good. Stay here.
The seafood itself at Red Lobster, not the best. Oh. You can get a couple decent shrimp dishes, but just give me the biscuits. Just keep bringing those free biscuits, baby.
Is Red Lobster your number one?
It's up there. It's high up there. I like Applebee's a lot. I've got no problem going to an Applebee's.
Well, that's another story you sent to me, that wealthier people now trying to save some money are going to Applebee's and IHOP and don't care about it.
Well, good for them choosing Applebee's.
Yeah.
IHOP is trash, but that's fine. Applebee's is good.
Yeah, you know what? IHOP isn't that great.
No,
you're right.
It's not. You know, the pancakes are fine. The rest is not any good. And don't ever go there for lunch or dinner, for God's sake. Make a better decision in your life.
Well,
Texas Roadhouse, too. There's another good chain.
I haven't. I've driven by many times. Texas Roadhouse. I need to Okay, I need to try that. So, chain, we can go to fast food too, because then you get the fast casual, right? There's all sorts of classification, like we're getting multiple people on Culver's. To me, Culver's is a little higher, a little closer to the fast casual than I compare it to McDonald's. Do you agree with me on that?
It's closer, but I'd still call it fast only because you're always getting a drive-through at a Culver's.
Yeah, but I feel like the Culver's, they're making it for you, whereas the McDonald's, boom, it's just ready for you.
That's true. No, it's slightly different, but I would differentiate, you know, a fast food, you're expecting a drive-through. Fast casual, we're talking like a Five Guys or something like that.
What's your go-to chain? What do you got? Dave is going to open up about a health issue. Are you still willing to talk about this?
Absolutely.
Let's go. And honestly, ESPN, why do you do this to us every single year? All that coming up. We need your text. You want to chime in with a good – if you have a call to elaborate why it's your chain, I'm all for it. If it's just to call in and just say the chain, I'd rather just text 651-461-9226. 23 past 2 with Dave Harrigan, Chad Hartman here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Follow us on Twitter at Dave_Harrigan at Chad Hartman Show. Your go-to chain restaurant. Fazoli's Fast Italian Food. I don't know this. Do you know this?
I've heard good things. I've never been to one, but there used to be one right across from Maplewood Mall. I'm not sure if it's still there, but people said it was great.
Hmm. Original Pancake House. We have a bit of a split in my house on Original Pancake House. I like it. Where do you stand?
Never been.
Never?
No. We were always a Perkins family growing up, and man, I do miss Perkins now that they've pretty much all shuttered.
Yeah, that's Perkins, properly rated. Excellent place. Texas Roadhouse, which you like, way too salty. Five Guys, Freddy's Frozen Custard Place, Culver's 2. You know what? Custard. I think we have too many custard places. What do you think? Where do you stand on that hot take?
How many places can you get custard? Aside from those two, how many others are there?
Too many. Custard. Go away. Jimmy John's. Trash. Whoa. Zantigo. Man, it's been a while since I've been at Zantigo. I need to try it again. Quiznos. I kind of like Quiznos.
Yeah, bottom of the barrel.
Whoa. Best burger of the Nook. Separate category. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A.
Overrated.
Really?
It's fine.
Apparently you hate people, love God. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just
Is that
don't.
It?
I don't need
Is
to go
it?
Gaga
Speak
over
up.
Average at best chicken sandwiches.
God hater. In-N-Out Burger. You know, In-N-Out Burger is it's good, okay? It's romanticized, though. It's overhyped. Come on, Carter. Charge says Fazoli's is the best Italian. Better than anything in Venice or anywhere in Italy. Well, we both saw the story. How about this? Domino's tried in Italy and failed. Who was behind that idea, Charge? I mean, all Italian food tastes the same, so let's have Domino's there.
Pizza is
Come
pizza.
On. Jeez. How often do we eat out? 17 times a day. All right, let's get to your health issue. Because I'm proud of your honesty here. Tell people what you're facing right now.
I've got no problems talking about anything going on in that area of the body. I'm an adult, and boy, you really want to talk about this. It's about the third time you've made sure that I'm okay talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, Chad, you know.
Booty health is not something a lot of people are willing to talk about, and we are willing to show our transparency once again.
Well, you know, I come from a house that deals with Crohn's disease and colitis, so we talk about number twos a lot and things going on down there. We've got no problem with it. And right now, I've got the hemorrhoids.
You have a hemorrhoid?
Yeah.
Is it a single, double, triple?
I think we're working on a single right now, but you never know when that could change.
Okay. I'm trying to decide how delicate I want. Have you taken the time to see your hemorrhoid?
I have not taken a look at it yet. No.
You've had this in the process of cleaning up, you felt it, or just on your own you felt it?
Well, in the process of cleaning up, and then I was able to get some of the cream last night, so I've had to apply that a couple times.
Does that sting?
No.
No.
No, it's a nice cooling effect, actually.
Nice cooling effect. Good. Listen, who doesn't want to feel a little cooling right in that area?
Exactly right.
You've had this before.
I had a bout of hemorrhoids when I was either wrapping up or just out of college, so probably like 2005 or 6.
Is it completely random, or are we doing something if we get a hemorrhoid?
It's a good question. You can be doing something if
good
you're...
Good question.
If you're,
might have been the worst rush ever. I mean, seriously.
I wasn't even trying to do Durusha, but maybe I could do a better Durusha.
Yeah.
If you're straining, you can get
hemorrhoids. By the way, someone very close to me saying stop. Someone close to me who's had hemorrhoids herself, okay?
There's things you can get if there's added pressure down there that can lead to a hemorrhoid or possibly some other issues, but I looked back into last week and I don't believe those were an issue with me, so I'm not sure how this one popped up.
If the station comes to you and says we've got a hemorrhoid clinic and we want you to be the voice of it, are you in?
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I got two people I know who do. First of all, Durusha right now is on pace. I don't think he's willing to say no to anything. Okay. I think Adam's also willing to go at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, listen, people shouldn't be ashamed about it. Can I ask you this? What's the worst part of it?
The pain when going number two.
Yep. Do you then dread going number two?
A little bit.
Ah.
A little bit. And you just, you sit there and you try to take everything as slow as possible.
Well, that's not good. Because that process, and then we're just going to be honest, what happened in CC, I'll go ahead, start the text, you know, is really on a timing of its own, correct? Mm-hmm. Sometimes, boom, boom, we're done, it's clean, it's efficient. Other times, it takes a little bit of time.
Sometimes.
You're saying when it takes a little bit of time, it's even worse.
I'm just saying you don't want to, you don't want to stress yourself because that only makes it worse.
Oh. Do you think it's tied to working on this show that somehow I brought the hemorrhoid back?
I have to assume that's probably it. It actually makes a lot of sense now. Coinciding with me coming back from a vacation, realizing the dread that I was coming back to. So, yeah, I'd give you a solid 95% of the credit on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Should we stay on for until 6 and do 3.5 hours of hemorrhoid talk?
Well, at the very least, it should be the first question to Rena.
I'm going to ask Rena this. She may hang up. We're going to get to this more later, but honestly, ESPN, stop showing us Little League Baseball constantly. Please. Here's who care. If your kid's in the game, that's it. If you care about this game, to quote Brandon Kinstler mocking Adam Carter years ago, close your yearbook. Close your yearbook. Move on. Come on. You can't be a 42-year-old adult and care about Little League Baseball if you don't have a kid in it, right?
I didn't care about it when I was a Little League Baseball player.
And this is from a baseball coach.
Worthless TV. Absolutely worthless.
It's terrible. It's honestly terrible. The texts are coming in fast and furious to my phone. His hemorrhoid is directly related to not liking Paul McCartney. That's an excellent text. Carter with a number of texts also. You never know when more hemorrhoid talk will come up. Rena Sarginopoulos from Care 11 is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.